It's the Daily Talk Show with Josh and Tommy, and Tommy's back after being sick.
Oh, yeah. It was one day.
Yeah.
I was completely wiped out.
On a Monday. You know, if you're sick on a Monday, typically you need a medical certificate.
I don't think that's true. I think it's only if you're sick for 2 days in a row.
Okay.
Fuck medical certificates.
They're bullshit, aren't they?
You can forge that shit. No. It is episode, what number, five?
Six.
Six.
It's episode six because you missed out on five. Sorry about the episode five. It was just you talking to Craig Harper.
I think people would have got a great deal of value out of it. I hope.
Absolutely. So it's Tuesday and you were sick. Now, was this one of the first times you were sick as a self-employed person?
I reckon I've had a couple of days off since being self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's probably been more days that I've just pulled back a lot, put in maybe 20%.
In that case, I've had a lot of sick days.
You're putting in a lot of 20% days.
Yeah. It's funny when you... I remember when I worked at a company that had working from home days, the sick days just goes way down because people don't take sick days. They just work from home.
Yeah. Because there's probably a lot of days you don't feel up for going to work, but you could work.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That is interesting. Can I say the company that you work for?
Yeah,
Invato.
Yeah.
So the dude who lived downstairs from me in my apartment block, I was always like, fuck, this dude does not work. He's home all the time. I don't know how they're affording it. Yeah. Then it turns out he's on a well-paid job for Invato.
Yeah, that sounds
because
about right.
he literally worked from home most days.
Yeah. I think it's the future. What's been the most flexible work you've ever had?
Actually working in radio. So working for somebody else, you mean?
Yeah.
Because I've worked for myself most of my life.
Sure.
But
so
I worked for radio.
The most flexible.
And so we would do the show from 6 a.m. till 9. And then I'd leave straight away and go get coffee and have food.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd come back in, do a bit more work. But it was more like if you don't do enough work, you're fucked the next morning.
Yeah.
So we always did enough work.
Yeah.
But that was the most flexible. Nothing like what you've had.
Yeah. I think Invato is a bit like that where it's super flexible. But it all comes down to accountability. I think that where people fuck themselves is they accept the flexibility as them being loose. They do fuck all work and then they
get fired.
Essentially.
Is it? Does it vary across what role you have for the company?
Yeah, I reckon one of the best roles because I literally had 3 months where I was just filming, where I reckon I responded to about 4 emails in 3 months. Where there's other people who rely heavily on email.
And so your job didn't, and that's why.
So yeah, that was a dream job because I was reporting into the CEO and I was working with my producer who became a great friend, Nasan. And so we were traveling together. He would be doing it. So that was why my inbox was low too.
But so in the company, did it like matter what position, say if you were web developer.
The only person who wouldn't have had this sort of flexibility would have been the receptionist.
Oh.
So that's hard to do in other places. But the thing is, it's not like a traditional receptionist. They wouldn't answer the phone. They would get all the voicemails
then
go back and call them because you get people like crazies who like their WordPress templates being fucking up. So they'll contact Envato as if they'll be able to solve the problem.
If you have no idea what Envato is, look it up.
Envato.com. They do like Theme Forest, Video Hive, Audio Jungle.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Good resource.
Anyway, the job titles. I was on the way to work this morning and I heard some fucking dude on Triple J, like basically he was introducing a guest that was coming up next. I didn't listen to the interview, but they were saying, you know, he's this, he's that. And among other things, his real title is futurist.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking, that is the most bullshit fucking thing on earth to be a futurist.
I think every job title is fucking bullshit anyway.
But a futurist, you cannot know the future. You can have a more educated guess over somebody else.
And that's literally what they're doing, right? It's the same as strategists or anything like this. A futurist is taking a lot of times things like history, or they're taking technology and they're making sort of guesses on this is what we can be looking at. So they'll say, based on how machine learning is going, how artificial intelligence is going, by using theory, we should be able to be in driving cars. What does that mean? And so a futurist will also look at what is the social impact of us not having to drive our cars, having driverless cars. Well, it's like, there goes the taxi industry, there goes the Uber drivers, but then there's all these other effects. So maybe it's around traffic, or it's around car manufacturing. And then if you think car manufacturing, you think about all the different industries and the people who rely on that.
I feel like there's still a slight level of just, I've got to say something here.
Well, it's like, fuck, it's like life coaches. What's... They're just fucking guessing. Yeah. They're just saying, okay, this has sort of worked previously. Here's some sort of theory.
At what point do you call yourself one? Like, do you think you go through that as someone? And look, I might like be totally wrong about futurists.
Yeah, I don't think they're too dissimilar to a movie reviewer.
Mm. It's subjective. So they're
they're taking information, and you know, a good example of a futurist would be Kevin Kelly, who has that Cool Tools. You know, I've got that Cool Tools book. Real random. I can show it to you. He started Wired magazine, but you know, these companies will pay futurists to come in and do talks because there is something to be said with someone who is constantly looking at all of these things. So looking at stuff like cryptocurrency and saying, well, what is the actual impact on this sort of stuff? What has been, like, if you think about it, there has been a huge amount of impact on having mobile phones at the level that they are today. And futurists can help businesses prepare for that, help cities organize, because Airbnb is just the beginning, right?
So is there a bunch of futurists that are pretty much saying the exact same thing?
Yeah, there'd be heaps. There'd be ones focusing on different things, right? So there's going to be someone who's got a technology skew, a psychology skew. Yeah,
but say there'd be thousands in each space.
Yeah.
Are those thousands in each space pretty much saying the same thing? Because if they're not...
No, they all have their different theories.
And so they're all just having stabs at what the potential future is, and they're only... What was that post Jules Lund wrote about? Oh, he's talking about on LinkedIn. It was about the trends, how to write a post about trends in the future. Yeah. I mean,
there's a language to it, but the thing is that there are futurists who, in you know the 70s or 80s, or they would have said things that today we are doing. Like so. Yeah.
But then there's all the people who said shit.
Yeah, there'll be shit that people... So the futurists who people listen to are the ones that have made some assumptions and have been correct.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that. Like, I'm talking to some sort of fucking authority.
They wouldn't stand on their feet if they're getting everything wrong. People would probably be going, all right, bro, you need to chill out on your title,
title. There's ones that were saying that would have flying cars or things like that. I think it's future stuff's interesting. When you think about the future, do you get excited, scared? What's the emotion?
I think it's more scared when you have a kid because then you realize what they're up for.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is pretty scary. Mm-hmm. But I like it. I've always embraced it. So, you know, James, my mate, he's paranoid about everything.
He said the other day, he said that he thought that the government was tracking him. And I said, why? And he said that when he leaves his building, he loses reception for a second. It flicks on and he thinks that they're tracking his specific area. I said, are you with Optus? He said, yes. I said, the same thing fucking happens with me. You just don't have reception in the office. You're a fucking idiot.
Mate, if it's not for like flying cars, just fucking get the internet right. Like get super fast internet that doesn't drop out everywhere.
Yeah. It seems like there's these leaps that we want to make, but we haven't got the fundamentals right. What's your theory around, like, I know that you're the type to put a sticker over the top of your camera. Like so your laptop camera. When did you first do that?
Now it doesn't have any credibility. He's like a futurist who's got everything wrong. My mate James.
Yeah. The one that thinks the government's spying on him. Which he's got probably.
It on. He's got it on there. But I watched a video the other day of a hacker who got into someone's MacBook.
Oh, yeah. And looked through the 100%, camera. Yeah.
But I was saying before, I've always been pretty, not careless, but I'm like, I'm not hiding anything. Like, if you hacked or looked into my computer,
Worst you're going to get is like a huge amount of wanking.
No. 40% of that, and then the rest of
40% just you looking like a bit of a dope.
We're just typing away, just typing. Editing. Imagine your face, your editing face, or like, yeah there'd be
it's like a juggling face.
You could get some really disturbing shots of you.
Have you ever had anything go out online that you didn't want online, or anyone tag you in some shit that you've had to quickly tag down?
Nothing. Mate, I was a stripper. So sure. There's probably photos.
People have photos. Would you go full so you would show your peen and stuff?
No.
Oh, really?
No, it's just like, if you think about it, have you seen Magic Mike? This is really good.
No.
Well, I've watched them.
Like, of course. Both well, of because them. It's quite, industry sort of. Yeah. So you were.
It was like a stage show with dancing around, and you're up on stage and it's like.
And so you're just in your undies. So
you get down to your undies and then you rip it all off, pretend like you've got nothing on, but you've got a towel on. So it's basically, it's just prancing around and then it's like.
So easy.
There was one time I did this show and you rip it off and you drop the towel, but you're not facing the audience. Uh-huh. You're facing the back of the stage. Yeah. And as I did it, I just realized that these two girls were waiting by the side of the stage looking out. And I looked over to my right and I was like, oh, damn. They knew what was going to happen, so they got aside.
Did you ever feel that people cross the line?
Oh, at these shows? Yeah. Fucking oath.
Yeah.
It was very intimidating.
Yeah. What would people do?
It's just the energy. It's like, no, it wasn't. Of course, there was like people trying to grab you and shit like that. But I think you'd probably accept that if you're a stripper.
Yeah.
But just the energy of the people in the room.
Do you hang out with female strippers? Is it like a stripper community? No, it's quite separate.
I think it's very different.
Is it like... is it a big thing within the gay community? Would you do it for like gay people?
No other people did.
And that was a big thing?
Yeah. I guess it's like men hiring female strippers. Men, gay guys want male strippers.
Absolutely.
But no, I never did it.
Do you regret doing all that stuff?
Oh, looking back, I was 19. I'm 29 now. So it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I look back and it's like, I actually think, who the fuck was I?
Yeah.
It's so weird because it's so far from who I am now.
Where did it come from? Was it a desire to make coin?
So, yeah, it was like my mate who I met in the gym, we were training heaps, we were both personal trainers, and he was doing topless waitering. And he's like, oh, you know, you're training, you should do this.
And you had your own business, didn't you?
Yeah, and then so I started with this guy, we started doing topless waiting, then we're like, let's start our own business. And so we did. We took out a Yellow Pages ad.
Really? How much did it cost? Do you remember?
It was like $5,000. And it worked. Fuck. It actually worked though.
Yeah.
It was
that
at the time.
That was when Yellow Pages worked.
Yeah. So like the internet for that kind of stuff, if you probably got on then, it would have been really good. We had a great site and we started getting jobs through online. But it all drove to our website anyway. So people would either call or... But it was probably a worthy investment. People rang. The
How
phone
much
rang.
Were you making, do you reckon?
Oh, a couple of $1,000 a weekend.
Yeah.
It's good.
That is great.
Yeah, it worked really well.
And what was your final show?
I reckon it was when I went away. I reckon it was
You went to New Zealand?
New Zealand and Tasmania. Uh-huh. There might have been one after that. I can't really remember. It's seriously a blur. Like it's all, like the
Do
New
you
Zealand.
You block it out a little bit?
Nah, it's the New Zealand trip. It was amazing. We went all over New Zealand. Uh-huh. And
it's like performance. You're dancing. And
man, it was like a full production.
Do you think you could do comedy stand up?
Nah. You've pointed out to me a lot. You're not funny.
I've pointed out that you're not funny. Yeah. You're not funny.
And you've really gone hard on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the same way that you constantly say to me, like, you just don't have like the, you've never built the muscle. So it's going to be hard for you. But I've got the muscle. I've got the muscle. I've been building it for years. So I can just lift a weight and it does it. But you, you can't do that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like that. It's like, yeah, I've been building my funny muscle.
You, so you think you're funny?
I think I'm funny. Yeah. The thing is, I'm funny when I don't want to be funny. Oh, like when I'm not trying to be funny. As soon as I try to be funny, I'm the most unfunny person.
I agree.
Fucking annoying.
It's like,
because how can you prepare for that? You just go on stage and hope that you're funny. But then you'll slip into pretending or trying to be funny, and then you're not funny.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Then what are the people who are actually funny? What do they do? Like a real, you know, a comedian. Chris Rock, Joe Rogan, these dudes, they know they're funny.
They're great storytellers, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
They know what, I guess you, it's about working out what is funny. Because Joe Rogan isn't necessarily like a, he's not like a Luke McGregor or something, right? He's not this like character.
Hughesy.
Hughesy or something like that.
Yeah, where you laugh at him.
Yeah.
Just
you're laughing at the character. But I haven't seen Joe Rogan do stand-up. Is it good?
Yeah.
What's he like?
Do you know who Brendan Schaub is?
Is he the fatter one who's always talking
about
his weight?
Was a UFC fighter. He's okay. made of Joe Rogan's. But he's probably, he's more of the dude that I was like, he's not going to be funny.
Yeah.
And then you watch him and he's the storyteller that says the right things. And Joe's the same. He's like, he's got really interesting observations on things.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. He's not a character that you're laughing at as well as the things he's saying.
Yeah.
You're laughing at the story he tells and his ability in seeing weird shit.
The hard thing about what I think is funny, I think the funny is in the inappropriate. It's in that the mix of the two. But I think that the world that we live in now, which is probably the right world, but it is a world that is a little bit more sort of fucking on edge about shit. Because I find the stuff that I used to laugh at would be the shit that's making fun of other people. Like I find that, like, you know, someone, a comedian digging into someone in the audience and really getting it, like just, it's essentially bullying, right? But there's something I think about that craft of just being able to like find someone's insecurities and go bang, 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 which is, I used to find enjoyable, whereas now I feel like there's that voice that's, well, you can't actually say that anymore. Yeah. That's not funny.
So what are you funny? Why are you funny? Because if you can tell me I'm not, because you said recently you've got more funny.
Yeah, you've gotten funnier. I think maybe, maybe that's because you're hanging around with me. I think what makes me funny, fuck, how did this podcast turn into me telling everyone that I'm funny and defending it? We need to say why you are easily jacked. Like, no, I think maybe I don't have a filter. Mm. And having a filter isn't fucking funny. Being too contrived isn't funny. Being able to say shit that people are thinking, maybe that's funny. I don't know. Self-deprecating. Yeah. I can look at me and see why I'm so fucking stupid. but I think turn off your fucking phone.
Nah, it's someone messaging my computer.
I understand how it works. Fucking the funny thing is, I mean, everyone who becomes a stand-up comedian needs to say, okay, I think that I am sort of funny.
To get through,
get to that point.
Yes, of course. So hang on, could this all started by you asking me?
This is not going to be Leon Sjogren's fucking podcast where I'm going to go up and do stand up.
Am I funny?
Funny?
Look it up. It's a good podcast. But hang on, are you? Because you said to me, would you do stand up?
Yeah.
Would you do stand up? That's my question to you now.
I think that what I find really hard is there's so many fucking things that I want to do. There's so many. Like this podcast, I think about it, I'm like, is this aligned with, like, maybe I overthink shit. Well, we know I overthink shit.
Yeah, you definitely do.
But I always wonder, like, is this podcast, is this relevant to where I'm trying to go? And is comedy, because like the thing with comedy is like, there's some amazing comedians, but comedians are also fucked up. Like having some close friends that are comedians, like the comedians are fucking insecure. They're all fucking bitching about each other. Like, it's fucking horrendous because they're all trying to, like, fight for the top and they're all pulling each other. Like, there'd be so many people bagging out Hughesy as being this fucking mainstream bullshit comedian, which is just shitty. So I think that there's... So to answer your question, I struggle with understanding where to focus. Mm. And I've even, you know, to a certain degree, I've niched, I've tried to focus. So over the last 2 years, I've just focused on filmmaking or video production. And this year, I'm starting to say, okay, well, why can't I do podcasts as well? Mm. Why am I putting myself in this one fucking category? Why not? Like, I love taking photos. Why not do photography? Why not? Like, I've had so many clients who ask me, can I do photos? And I'll normally handball a job or whatever. Mm. And now I'm like, oh, you know what? Cinematography and photography, there's a lot of overlap. You're playing with light. You're trying to tell a story. Mm. And just like comedy, it's the same way. But I think it's hard to work out who you are. I mean, how do you define it? How has the definition of yourself changed?
In what respect?
I mean, you never would have called yourself a filmmaker 2 years ago.
Well, I said before on this podcast, I'm a cowboy. But yeah. I started out by... I've always made the stuff I want to make.
But you'd be more comfortable now calling yourself a filmmaker.
Yeah.
And you do.
And that's... It is a hard thing defining what you are, because I don't think sometimes it's necessarily what you want the whole time. So
is it necessary?
Defining yourself? Yeah. I think it's more necessary internally to define yourself, to know that you truly are something. Because you could call yourself a filmmaker, but inside you don't really feel like you're a filmmaker. I just make little videos.
But there's so many people too who want to say they're a screenwriter or a filmmaker, but they don't actually want to fucking do the work. So it's so easy. We're in an age now where anyone can update their Instagram bio or their Twitter bio to say whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And when I was 15 years old, before I'd fucking made much, I just sort of edited a few things, you know, just what you'd expect of a 15-year-old to have done, maybe a little bit more. But I was calling myself a filmmaker. And when you went on my website, it would read as if I was the biggest fucking agency in Melbourne. And talking is cheap. But I put up a quote on my on a sticky note in my office yesterday, which is knowing isn't doing.
Mm.
And I think that we can... And watching isn't doing either. So I think that people can watch their friends around them be on air and doing a show or doing this or doing that, and they straight away assume that means they can do it when doing is the hard bit.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's complicated. I mean, I'm thinking about all these things that you are too.
Yeah. Well, it's thinking like, oh, I could run versus fucking running, right? It's
running's
my mate,
really annoying.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do it.
But it's effective, isn't it? Putting on your personal trainer hat, how good is running?
I don't recommend it. I mean,
why?
Just too many things. There's a lot of things that it's hard on. Knees, back, especially if you haven't got a base level. But that's depending on...
What is it good for?
Cardiovascular endurance, mindset, mental state.
How can you get that without injuring yourself? How can I get the mindset benefit?
Oh, bike riding. Yeah,
Hamish
it's
does
less
that
impact.
In a big day, in a big way, right? Like, that's been his...
Hamish who?
Blake. That's his big thing of cycling and doing Strava stuff.
Rowing.
Yeah.
What else? Cross trainer. All those things. So, if someone was just to say, would you recommend running? It's like, there's too many things that needs to come after that.
Yeah.
Are your knees fucked?
Yeah. Well, that's
the
thing.
Is your back okay?
Like, I feel like it's one of those things where I guess a certain amount of kilometres a day is fine.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to run 1,000 metres, but then, the problem with anyone suggesting any exercise if they don't know anything about you is that's the problem. Because if you don't know,
there's a lot of fucked up, like, PTs and shit, right? Who are just throwing out advice.
I used to do it, I think.
Kettlebells. Well, how good kettlebells good?
If you're strong, if you've got any base level of strength, and you've got any base core strength, or if you're starting out from the very bottom with like hardly any weight, there's some good movements in there. But if you have fucked back. Yeah. Probably not the best to start swinging a kettlebell.
I got I got off my brother my dumbbells that I'd lent to him.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you think I'm going to be able, like, all I really care about is having sort of decent arms, shoulder, like upper body.
I think that's
strength.
Your problem. I think that's your problem.
Nah, you're fucking, no, it's not my problem.
Do you know, okay,
your
hang
problem
on.
Is you just don't fucking listen and you want to take me on this tangent of all
Let
these
me
other
tell
shit
you,
that
it's
I want
like
to do.
Anything. You've got to do the work, like you were saying, we were talking about before. If you want strong arms, work on your back. If you want strong core, do deadlifts and squats.
But I think that that's not common. Like, I don't think that that's necessarily as obvious, right? Because my thing is, if you want strong arms, you do arm exercise. You fucking do curls. If I was just to do, what are they called? Curls?
Bicep curls. Yeah.
Would I get big arms?
Not necessarily.
What does that mean?
You haven't trained enough to
oh, here it goes build, again.
You haven't
now,
built.
You're not like me. You just don't. You're not built to build muscle like I am.
I've never said that.
I can pick up a fucking slab of meat,
but it's,
and
it's
I'll
like
just
if
put
you
on.
If you see someone at the gym doing sit up, like if you were to.
I understand sit ups, right? The thing with sit ups is you might be working your fucking abdominals, but if you've got a layer of fat, you're not going to fucking see the abs. However, yeah. I'm talking purely about. If I just want, what's that thing called?
Your bicep.
Bicep. If I want to build up my bicep, is it true that you need to work on your tricep because that's going to push out the bicep?
Nah.
What
the
am tricep's I
thinking? The other side of your muscle.
Yeah, but I heard that if you build that out, the other things will look bigger. Sort of like
well,
when you sort of shave.
Well, my
there.
Mate's got an oversized tricep, which makes his bicep look bigger, smaller. So
who's that?
James.
What does that mean, an oversized
oh,
tricep?
Well, some people's, like, different muscle.
Does he know that? Is that a
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, mate, I've got a fucking oversized. Is that because he works a tricep
well,
too
I
much?
Don't know. So you're using your tricep when you're doing bench press and all those things, so it can grow a bit quicker than your bicep.
Yeah.
But my point is, if you were to grow your arms, chin-ups and things like that, yeah. So any pulling movement, like
how do
a chin-up,
I fix the in-between my shoulder blades?
Oh, mate, this is not a counseling session.
It's not fucking counseling. I'm just asking you as a mate in a fucking conversation.
Probably start being active.
No, beyond. See, this is the
go
thing.
Go get a
this
basic is, circuit is, program at a gym.
Oh, yeah, this is classic. Fucking PT pusher.
But go
stop
get a basic.
Stop being a PT pusher. The thing is. This
PT
is
pusher
the,
meaning suggesting you get a personal
yeah,
trainer.
Fucking oath. I the thing you is, this good. You. The language you're using is the same fucking language when people say, how do you lose weight? And it's like, it's all about moderation. What the fuck does, or it's about a healthy diet. These are fucking, these don't mean anything. What does a healthy diet mean? What the fuck, what does moderation mean? Fuck, that annoys me. It's always the skinny fuckers that say it too. It's all about moderation. It's like, no, you've just got a really good fucking metabolism. Can't even say the word.
Oh, this is hanging a bit hot button at the moment. I saw a girl post on Facebook that she's using her super payment. So you can like dig into your super.
How much super you got?
I don't know. You can dig into your super when you're, what is it, 65 or something? You get access to it. But previously, so before that, she's only 20 something and she's going to dig into a super to fund lat band surgery.
Fuck.
So
all
getting
of that. Yeah, I worked with a PT doing videos where it was all about like fitness over the surgery stuff, which 100%, like when I fucked my back, they said 80% chance you're going to need surgery within 2 months, and I just fucking lost a bunch of weight. I'm a bit better now, but fuck, there's so many shit PTs that I just don't know how to. And I also, you know, I love subscriptions. You know, I love spending money on shit, but I've just spent so many times money on PTs. I don't like being told what to do. I remember...
There's your first thing.
I remember one PT said to me, do you want the abs? Do you want the abs? And I said, mate, you don't fucking have abs.
You actually said that.
I said that to him because it's fucking true. It's like, how is this fucker who this is his one job, this is the only thing that he needs to work on, and he doesn't have abs?
But it's like
the guy who he puts in 45 minutes a week, you're selling in that dream. It's bullshit.
It's like any industry, though. There's
I don't
a
need
bunch
fucking
of,
abs, by the way. I think abs are so fucking overrated.
There's a bunch of idiots in the field. And if you said to me, you want to go see somebody, I've got five people that I could recommend you to that
And what
are really
am I
going to
be
good.
Spending a week on that shit?
$150.
It's fucked, isn't it?
Of course, but you don't do it by yourself. That's the whole point of a personal trainer.
I don't like groups.
I had people that come and pay me $250 a week, and they'd come two to three, four times a week.
And then what happens when they go away from you? They fucking put it all...
Of course, but they come to the realization, like you, you're the opposite of this. They can only be told what to do, and that's when they'll do it. So they factor it into their life.
But It's like saying, like, they're putting the barrier to entry so high. It's saying that the only way that I'm going to be able to get to this standard is if I get a PT. What I'm saying is, why don't we come to, like, it's like PTs who are like, well, you're not going to really lose weight walking. I've gone from being 120 kilos to being 85 kilos.
You've also changed your food massively.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a 70% of it.
But the thing is, I think that people sell, like, especially fucking Biggest Loser and shit, sell that. I know that there's so many, you know, overweight people who'll spend hours in the gym and they're not willing, they're not changing their food stuff, where they can go, they could outrun me, they could do all that sort of shit, but they're still overweight because they're not changing that thing. So if 70% of it is, you know, they say, what is it? Like 70% of it is food, 15% is exercise, and 15% is sleep, like as an estimate, right? Yeah. Do you believe in that or no?
It's not bad.
So 15%, like if 15% is exercise, surely, especially with my plans to travel, surely there's a way that I can create a system that I personally works where I don't have to pay someone money.
Yeah, but again, it's like you're looking at your case, which is unique to you, and there's so many aspects of your life and what you do that's unique to you. So then,
are there PTs that specialize? I reckon if PT said, similar to an osteo, where it's like the idea is that you shouldn't need me eventually. I feel like PTs are like the fucking chiro industry.
Yeah, but
where
it's like a business. You understand that you have a business.
I understand a business thing.
And you're not going to survive if you do that.
And that's exactly why I don't want to engage.
Okay, here's the thing, right? Me as a personal trainer when I was 20 years old, 21 years old, right? I had some clients that had no results. Uh-huh. I had some clients that got lots of results. I had some clients that got average results, right? Here's the thing. There's people at different times of their journey that are more reciprocal to some information. So some were listening to me and some weren't. And maybe it was my communication style. And maybe they went somewhere else, they'd find someone who offers something better. But other clients got good results.
The thing is, though, if we compare it to the video industry, it's being a video person who can actually impart, is that the word? Impart information and say, hey, this is what you need to do. Buy this camera, do this, get set up and do it yourself, versus having to be there the whole time. And maybe that's not a great business model, but that's what I need personally. I don't want to spend, like, I hate crowds. I don't want to work it. I don't want to be in a fucking yoga studio with other people. But at the same time, I don't want to spend $250 on a personal yoga Pilates session.
So you were finding the out of everything you do. You don't like crowds. You don't like gyms. You don't like subscriptions. You don't like being told what to do.
You know, I love subscriptions.
No, you love subscriptions, but not exercise ones.
I like, what I want to know is, the if we take the circuit, what they would do for a circuit and say, okay, let's do that in your room.
Yeah.
Let's do that in your bedroom.
Chances are you're not doing it in your room. That's the fucking reality of it.
But if, yeah.
You don't, because no one does. Why would anyone do it in the room? I'm a motivated fitness person.
Fuck it, here we go.
But I'm not going to fucking do shit in my room. Yeah. I go to the gym because when I rock up, I'm doing a workout.
But that's because you've been set up as a gym person, right?
Not necessarily. I found what worked for me. I've done everything, mate.
But I think the thing is that I think what has worked for me has been eating a low caloric diet along with medium grade exercise,
which is
like
what?
Fast walking.
Fast walking.
Yeah.
So you need something more than fast.
So what? Yeah. So what I've realized is I've plateaued. I've realized that, okay, now I need to build some muscle, but I don't want to go to a fucking gym. How do I do it? Just answer that. That's a really good creative.
No, but it's not, because you've outlined all the things that you could do, a circuit in your room, going.
So what does that look like?
You'd have to map it out. But there is so many limitations to doing something in a room. a lot of the time, life and fucking, it's about doing what you don't want to do.
I think it's so fucking dumb that we spend money on gym memberships to go into our fucking cars and drive to then, especially cardio. I mean, you would agree that cardio is fucking dumb at a gym.
I think it's fine. So getting
on a treadmill versus walking this or running the same fucking distance.
Yeah, but then the other way of looking at it is, are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? Because if going to the gym means you'll do it versus being at home. The thing
for me, a gym adds an extra barrier.
Yeah, but the guy who said that he likes walking, it's the only thing you can do, fast-paced walking, just criticised people for going to the gym to do cardio and walk.
No, because the thing is that I think that for me personally, it's... Okay, the things I think about when I go to the gym. All right, walking in. Fuck, I've got the first intro, got the welcome. All right, the person's going to be nice to me. Fuck, whatever. Am I going to build a rapport with them? Do I need to speak to them? How much do I say overthinking hello?
It already.
Exactly. But so the thing is, I fucking love having my sunglasses on and going for a walk.
Because it feels comfortable for you. That's the only reason. And the half of the thing about exercise, weight resistance training, is it's uncomfortable. Everything about it's uncomfortable. You're burning energy you don't want to. It's making you feel a bit yucky inside.
You know, we've spoken for 36 minutes. I haven't done my 5-minute signal. Anyway, fuck gyms. Maybe you've never invited me to your gym.
You can come to my gym. You're just going to pay.
Yeah, I'll fucking pay. I know you don't fucking own the gym. So if I'm putting this forward on a public...
Mate, you can.
All right, hear this.
And the thing is, I empathize with people who don't like gyms.
Okay.
What I know about gyms are, when you're there, you're going to be doing something.
Okay, so...
And something's better than nothing. So if you're the guy that does fuck all, go to the gym. Because you're in an environment where you'll most likely do something... That's better than that, nothing.
So let me put this to you. You go to the gym 4 times a week or something in the morning.
Yeah.
I meet you there every day. You, Tommy D, me, we'll hang out and we'll go to the gym. Are you cool with me joining you at the gym?
Sure. It's fine.
Okay, great. And so I'll be able to do the same sort of shit. Like how do we take someone who's been doing, you know, Tommy D's probably been doing the gym for 40 years...
You see, here's the thing. You probably won't like it and you've got to realize that you're not going to like it. But what it's doing for you is really good. So I could point out 5 machines, that, do that, that, go. Okay.
All right.
The thing is...
Is there anything... So if I sign up to a fucking membership tomorrow...
You can get a 6-month... You're going away.
So if I'm signing up for a membership tomorrow... At your gym, and I'm going to do it 4 times a week. Is there anything that I need to know right now before I fucking sign up so the same shit doesn't happen? Where it always ends in me trolling the gym on Facebook because they're charging me a fucking cancellation fee.
You'll troll them because that's what gyms do, but you'll at least get something out of it.
Okay. All right. Well, that was the Daily Talk Show. You're sounding good. You don't sound sick, so that's great. Remember, you can send us mail, PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067.
No one's sending us mail.
Not yet, anyway.
I hope so.
It would be fun. We'll read it on air. And we've got our YouTube channels. Tommy's at youtube.com/TommyJacket.
youtube.com/JoshJansen.
That's for me. Yeah, great. Thanks, everyone. Have a good...
He's not that funny. Look at his channel.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I'm not funny. And this is the problem. Do I be funny on YouTube? Who fucking knows?
we'll catch you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you guys. Bye-bye.